This is TWiT.
In our coverage of how governments are reacting, the first is a combined French-British action plan, as it's titled. Got the PDF to it. It's just two pages, but I'll just pull the highlights from it. The link to the PDF is in the show notes. So it says, terrorists and the people they influence are using the internet, websites, email services, and social networks to gather information, organize, spread propaganda, and operating methods, send and receive instructions, and claim responsibility for their acts. At a meeting in Paris on the 13th of June, that is just a week and a half ago, Prime Minister May and President Macron agreed to a joint UK-France initiative to ensure the internet cannot be used as a safe place for terrorists and criminals. They stressed that coordination with G7 and EU partners will be sought on these issues. The following four points were agreed as priorities. And I'm not going to go into them in detail, but the first one was improve methods to remove illegal content from the internet. And so, you know, the idea of like coming up with ways to prevent unwanted
like bomb making stuff or.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, so for example, they said while efforts have been observed from companies regarding removing terrorist content, we need industry to move from their current position of reactively removing content when it is notified to them to proactively identifying content and preventing it from being made available on their platforms in the first place. So, you know, this is getting kind of dicey because, as we'll see, you know, essentially governments are, as we've been predicting, wanting to exert explicit control over what has historically been a communications commons, a global commons, where people had anonymity and the freedom to put up what they ever wanted to. And, you know, and the presumption was people would use their best judgment in how to, you know, decide about the veracity of the information presented. The second point was,
by the way, do you remember, you're old enough. We are old enough.
Yeah,
to remember the Anarchist's Cookbook, right? Remember in the 60s, everybody wanted to take that out of every library. It's pre-internet, obviously, because it had bomb making recipes in it, and free speech won out.
Yes.
And you've always been able to get the Anarchist's Cookbook. And of course, now you can get it on the internet. So this is nothing new. Governments have been trying to do this forever.
Right. I guess maybe what's different is, you know, we've talked about how law enforcement is complaining on one hand that they don't have the access that they want to the communications, but on the other hand, they've never had more access in the history of man to online activities. So, you know, I think it's natural for law enforcement to want everything that they can get, and it's probably also useful for there to be a compromise, for there to be some pushback, so that it's just not like, you know, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is
this first part is they want to censor the internet. They don't want stuff to be on the internet because, you know, you could use it. Partly because it'd be maybe bomb-making information, but partly because it'd be terrorist propaganda designed to encourage the weak-minded to become terrorists.
Right. Well, in fact,
that's government censorship. And in fact, it's what do they call that? Before the fact.
Oh wait, just let me think. It was well, we're coming to it. There's actually it's been called pre-crime.
Yeah.
And that's.
We'll get to it.
We'll be getting to it in a second.
I'll shut up.
it's Japan. Anyway, that's next. So the second point you were just alluding to, quote, support the efforts of civil society organizations to promote alternative and counter narratives So they're saying,
I don't have a problem with that.
Right. Pull down the bad stuff, put up the good stuff. But then number three is what, you know, has been lurking around, and I think it's inevitable. Work together to ensure our countries can access data for investigative purposes.
Yeah, this is the snoopers stuff.
Yes. And so we have 3.1 under that. Seek to preserve the retention and access to traffic and location data under current terrorist threat levels. The ability to retain data useful to investigations remains essential. Second point, enable subscription holders to be identified in all circumstances.
Oy.
So now we're talking about loss of anonymity.
Yep.
They said a single internet protocol address can be shared between hundreds of users accessing the internet or social platforms via their smartphones. The capability to identify specific users is important, particularly where suspects have accessed terrorist content. So then they said under their proposals, share expertise and legislative experience regarding these issues, including with Europol, with a view to intensifying dialogue with the industry. So the idea being, they're saying now IP address is no longer sufficiently granular, because of course everyone behind a NAT or behind a Tor proxy or any other, you know, major proxy or a VPN has their traffic mixed together. So they're beginning to say, you know, we want some way to penetrate identity beyond IP. And then of course the inevitable point three, allow access to encrypted content. And they said, when encryption technologies are used by criminal groups and terrorists, it must be possible to access the content of communications and their metadata. This is not about, they say, backdoors or banning encryption, but ensuring governments and companies develop shared solutions to this issue. Of course, without suggesting how we achieve that miracle. And so they said under their proposals, share strategies on the challenge of accessing content from encrypted services and coordinate our engagement with the major communication service providers. So here again, we're seeing, you know, this move towards the ability to move, at least in the U.S., you know, we have a constitution which protects us against search or unwarranted search and seizure. So you get a warrant in order to do that. I'll be very surprised if that isn't what happens with the U.S. And then this is a challenge globally because we're all sharing a single big network at this point.